Right now, it's time for today's No Sweat News, your final three stories of the week to gear you up tomorrow for that quiz. And at Eastside, Dave said it best before. See Here Now Festival tickets sold out. We got a whole bunch of bands, including the Struts, Dropkick Murphys, B-52s.
Joan Jett, Blind Melon.
Man, the list goes on and on.
Who else is there?
Crazy.
Oh, my God. Just a ton of Boardwalk Social. Bad Religion. Oh, my God. How did I missed that one. All right, so Bad Religion's going to be there. A ton of great bands are going to be there.
We're going to get you hooked up with these passes coming up on tomorrow's quiz. So make sure you pay attention now, or if you need to, study up at WRAT.com right there in the podcast section. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this, Gotsy.
All right, story number one. Here we go. This is a survey. A new study is out. According to a new study by the Mayo Clinic, it's a good idea to sleep with your dog. No, not like that. Relax, you pervert.
Gots sleeps with a dog pretty much every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
People who had their dog sleep in their bedroom, either in their bed or even on the ground, actually sleep better.
I do. Flat out. I have a dog.
Is it a big dog, little dog?
I would say little to medium sized.
Well, it doesn't matter how big the dog was or how much it moved during the night. The researchers say, quote, most people assume having pets in their bedroom is a disruption, but we found that many people actually find comfort and a sense of security from sleeping with their pets.
No question.
I agree.
No, because, yeah, the dog is all, like, tired and stuff. It makes me tired. I love it. And it's like I will start looking at the dog's little face and it starts falling asleep, and I'm like, oh, the Dave man's going out, too.
Well, usually if somebody tries to get in my apartment and, like, you know, like, the dog, like, I had to babysit my pet, you know, watch my neighbor's pet.
Yeah.
And people start banging on my door. The dog gets right up and wakes me up. So I'm like, somebody's at the door.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
One of the main reasons is, quote, today pet owners are away from their pets for much of the day, so they want to maximize their time with them when they are not home.
Well, that makes sense.
I agree. So I cuddle up with your
love
right there.
It's peaceful.
Love when the...
Stop judging me.
Well, I love when the doggies cuddle up next to you there. It's nice, right?
I do it all the time. Don't judge me anymore.
Story number two, we take things to Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, where there's a 29-year-old woman named Sherry. And back in 2007, when she was just 17 years old, she was working as a psychic and met a woman at a mall in Houston. She managed to convince the woman there was a curse on her and her family.
Oh, uh-oh.
And only Sherry could remove it. The woman wound up spending, get a load of this, $1.6 million.
Oh.
Over the course of 7 years to have this curse removed.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, finally, in 2014, Sherry apparently had a crisis and admitted to it that it was all a scam. So the woman went to the cops. Sherry was in court last week, though, and was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison with wire fraud. Ew. And she also has to pay back the woman. Can you imagine? Yeah. $1.6 million?
That's insane. I mean, at some point, though... Don't you realize you're getting scammed?
Exactly. I mean, why would you spend $1.6 million?
Million.
From some lady in a mall, probably kiosk. What the hell? Go pound
salt. The psychic Pee Wee Herman went to retrieve his bike. She's like, it's in the Alamo, in the basement. It's like, ah! I mean, like, come on.
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Yeah.
Everyone starts laughing at him.
Yeah, right. I remember. But, I mean, those things usually don't pan out. Don't spend $1.6 million. Maybe, okay, give it a try with, like, $20.
What do you think that lady's doing that she has $1.6 million to blow on a psychic?
I got no idea.
Crazy.
Jeez Louise.
And lastly here, we all know the game Monopoly.
Yes, I love it.
Well...
I suck at it, but I love it.
They're back from round three. Last year, Hasbro created Monopoly for millennials. This is done with overdone jokes about not being able to afford property and a rule that whoever has the most debt in real life will actually go first. Well, then last month, came back and created Monopoly Socialism. Again, with overdone jokes about outdated technology, for some reason, vegan meatloaf as well is in there. And they're not even done. Now they're rolling out Miss Monopoly.
Miss Monopoly?
The big twist is they fixed the wages gap by giving female players more money than male players to start.
Oh, my God.
And pays them more when they pass go.
So Monopoly is actually doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy.
Now, unlike the other two, this one actually seems like it was made all in good faith. Not to just to mock people, but instead of buying properties, you buy things that were invented by women.
Oh.
Like Wi-Fi and chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies? Oh, I love a good chocolate chip cookie, though.
In honor of the game, Hasbro donated around $20,000 to three teenage female inventors to help them out. Anyway, if you're interested, the game is available for pre-order right now and should be hitting stores sometime in the next few weeks.
I'm going to order it, and it'll be another game that I will lose to my daughter with.
Because it's Miss Monopoly. Apparently, you have to.
She has eclipsed. It's very depressing when your child eclipses you in, like, everything, like video games and board games. And I consistently get destroyed by her in Mario Kart and Connect 4. So I might as well just buy this Monopoly game, and she'll destroy me in that, too.
Let her win right there as well. Take it all, honey. You're going to be taking it anyway, right?
It happens.
Give me my real money.
It absolutely happens.
There you go with your three final stories of the week. Again, study up over at WRAT.com because we do have that one hell of a prize. If you missed it, it's the See Here Now Festival coming to Asbury Park, and I cannot wait for it. It's going to be a one hell of a festival.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.